This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Carlos, we are back in a major league facility. The only trade-off is it's about 40-something degrees out here in Minnesota. But this Twins team, I know that they've scuffled at the end of last year. They've scuffled to start this year. But they've got some guys in that lineup that you kind of are surprised that they're where they are right now, 5-11. But what you've seen from scouting, what are you ready for them today?
You're right. You know, they're a good team. You know, and I think at some point every team's going to hit a stretch where it's not going to be easy. And it seems like last year they went through it. Didn't get off to the start that they probably wanted. But when you look at that roster, the lineup, they've got a lot of talent. That's a really good team. And then not to mention their bullpen. You know, when I'm going through videos and the scouting reports and all that, like, they've got some legit arms. So not going to be easy, you know. They're a good team. But we're a good team too.
So Mets, of course, rarely play the Twins and rarely see Joe Ryan, who, when he's healthy, he's actually a really, really good pitcher. Fastball split, but he's nasty. What have you seen on video?
Yeah, it's kind of like an upshoot fastball. You know, it's a low release, and the fastball plays up. You know, this is one of those riding fastball that if you see on the radar going 94, 95, as a hitter, you got to prepare for 97, 98. You got to treat it as it is because it plays up, it gets on you. And not to mention, he's got the splitter changeup. He's got a sweeper now. And the one thing with him, he's not afraid to attack. You know, he's going to come in. He's a strike thrower, and we got to be ready for it.
Clay Holmes was a strike thrower the other day against the Marlins where he struck out 10. And I know that as he's getting started in his starting pitching journey, there's supposed to be bumps in the road, but 10 strikeouts. I mean, how impressive was that in the cold the other day?
Yeah, especially, you know, that's the biggest thing for me. The conditions of that game not only was cold, but it was super windy. With a guy that has so much movement on his pitches, like being able to throw strikes wasn't easy, and he made an adjustment. I thought he got away from his two seam and used his four seam a lot. That, you know, threw strikes with it. The changeup was good. We've seen it with teams with some of the lefties. They're gonna load up lefties, and the Twins are doing it right now with him. Changeup, four seam, sinker, slider, and attack. They got some guys that control the strike zone, so we need to come in the zone.
Yeah, you mentioned that with Holmes and the adjustments. When you don't have a pitch, where do you go? He threw 19 four-seams against the Marlins and threw three all of last year. So that trait in him, what more can he unlock as he starts this journey?
Yeah, and that's what you want to see. That's part of that transition. That's part of the adjustments. Whereas a reliever is a sinker-slider, pretty much a two-pitch guy. Now, watching him that day where it's like first inning, man, that sinker is not what I'm trying to land in the zone. So he went to the four seam, and I'm glad he did it. And it's going to be an adjustment, and that's what good pitchers do, starting pitchers. You know, hitters, lineups will make some adjusments, and as a pitcher, you got to do the same. Hopefully that's the case today, but it comes down to him attacking hitters.
And then Jose Siri, what's his status? As I know he's a bench player for you, but what's up? What's up with Jose?
Yeah, not much improvement with him. He came in, we were giving him, 48 hours. Came into the ballpark today. He's still pretty sore. He's getting an MRI CT scan now to make sure we're not missing anything. You know, there's a lot of times where the X-rays can pick up everything. So that's why he's getting this imaging done as we speak and see where we are.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.